Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, everyone. Hope everybody's having a good Memorial Day weekend. How are you doing tonight, Kim?
I am doing just fine. Did you have a nice Memorial Day long weekend?
I did. I spent it with the family. We went out on the boat yesterday. We hung out all weekend, went out on the boat yesterday on the river for about 8 hours. Everybody got good and sunburned and wore out, and all we've done is hung out all day today.
Oh, that's good. I see Chad has just come in. Hello, Chad. Oh, he's having technical difficulties. Says he can't hear anything.
Hang up, and I think he's going to call back in. So
yeah, he's going to call back in.
Well, yep. Who was our guest?
I'm glad you had a nice weekend.
Who is our guest tonight?
We have Gray Sox Production. He is just, well, like most of our guests, they just have so much information and they have so much. Oh, there's Chad now. Let's hope he gets in. Can you hear us now, Chad? There you are.
I can hear you. There we go. All right. What did I miss?
We were just introducing that we were going to have Gray Sox in tonight. I was telling Kim that I spent the weekend relaxing, hanging out with the family, kind of recharging. We went out on the boat all day yesterday and got good and sunburnt. We spent about 8 hours on the river yesterday, so we were just wore out and hung out today, relaxed, and ready to get this week started.
Yeah, well, I just finished moving into my new home and took some time off work. Well, my truck had to go in the shop, so it was kind of forced time off work, but it's good because I needed it. You know, I haven't missed a day in 7 years, so it's good to have some much-needed relaxation. But, I was just on live, you know, and it's hard to get off. Once you get on, you get talking to people. We had Jimmy Durch and Uber Canuck and some other great Patriots on there. It was just good.
I actually pop on and say, Chad, get off. It's time to come to the show. Because I saw you were on there. I popped on, I saw Jimmy, and I was like, okay, he's got another 10 minutes, and I'm going to pull him off. So, I'm watching.
It is, get on there and you start having good conversations with people. It's hard to get off.
Yes, it is. And so, Michael, did you get your shirt from Rockin' Robin?
I did not.
Okay, well, it's coming. Yeah, she got one. You remember she was on the show and she talked about sending me one, you one, and Freedom.
Oh, yeah.
I got mine. I don't know if you've seen the TikTok of it, but absolutely beautiful. Absolutely amazing.
I hadn't seen it yet. I'll have to go check it out, brother. Yeah.
Oh, you're absolutely going to love it. And anybody listening tonight, you know, I highly suggest, you go look at her accounts, Rockin' Robin, and she does amazing, amazing work. So basically the shirt says Badass Patriot. It's done in the Canadian and American colors. It's got Mandate Freedom on the back of it, Least We Forget written down the side of the arms. I mean, it is awesome. What do you think, Kim?
Sorry, I muted myself because my dog was misbehaving. I saw your unboxing of it, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, so what do we got on the agenda tonight, Deb?
Pardon me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, so what do we have on the agenda tonight, Chad? We got so much going on. It's crazy. I just watched a video a few minutes ago of Justin Trudeau talking about making firearms, all handguns, illegal in Canada. Is that something recent?
As of today,
yeah, well,
supposedly.
what that is, Michael, is just Justin Trudeau virtual singling, if I can say that right, virtual singing, you know what I'm trying to say anyways. That's all that is, to try and sit there and, you know, show to America how bad he is. The biggest, baddest soy boy in North America just made handguns illegal. You know, it's the stupidest things, because in Canada, we're allowed to have a restricted firearm, but the way it works is you have to have it in a locked safe, you have to carry it in a locked box, you have to put it in a locked trunk, and only take it to a firing range. That is the rules for handguns in Canada. So it's never been a problem, it's not a problem, so by him doing this, changes nothing. You know, criminals are still going to have their guns. The only thing, only difference is now, you know, good law-abiding citizens don't have
them. That's all that gun laws do anyways. That's the only thing they do, is restrict good, you know, good citizens from being able to protect themselves. Obama tried this and didn't get through with his shit. They had Trump in there. I think that's what they're fixing to push really, really hard. They're fixing to try to take away our guns. I think that's going to be the last straw in America. I don't think, I don't think we're ready for that one.
Well, I tell you, when I seen that Polk County Sheriff get out there and say, listen, and that's what you need. You need tough patriots like that saying, listen, you come on our school grounds, we won't even give you a chance to haul out the gun. We're going to shoot you right where you stand. So don't even think twice about it. I absolutely love that. We need more people to stand up talking like that, and maybe these lunatics will think twice about it.
Absolutely. My kids' school, right at the front door, at the back door, every entry of the school, there is a big sign there that tells you that the teachers and staff of their ISD, of their elementary school, is armed and will use whatever force necessary to protect their kids. I mean, it tells it right there on the sign when you walk in that school. And a lot of schools in Texas are that way. Still down in Uvalde, that, you know, I haven't seen all the facts yet, but so far it's not adding up.
Well, you know, when you look, and again to the gun argument, when you look and you're a bad person and you're going into a school to inflict damage, and you see a sign that says everybody armed, and you go down the street and nobody's armed, I mean, which one are you going to go to? You know, and see, that's where the gun argument goes out. And, you know, I mean, I don't understand why they have so many crazy people going into schools. I don't get that. We don't have that problem in Canada. I don't think they have it in a lot of many other nations other than America, to be honest with you. And I believe, you know, a lot of these things are psyops. I mean, I don't mean that they don't happen like some people, you know, we're talking about false flags. I mean, there's something suspicious in every one of them, but I mean, you got to be careful when labeling things as a false flag, because you got families that are hurting and, you know, you can't tell them that. But what I mean is, you know, listen, we know about MK Ultra. We know about mind control. We know what the CIA and the FBI and all these people are capable of. We know what these dirty politicians are capable of. So, you know, it begs the question, how, why, what, where, when? Like, why would someone do this?
Yeah. You got to do an applause there, Chadio, because you're right. I mean, people hear false flag, they think that it didn't happen, that you think, you know, you're calling it a conspiracy. But that's not what false flag means. You know, people did get hurt. People do get murdered. You know, people, you know, feelings are still there. But when you have police force standing outside of the school, handcuffing parents and tasing parents that want to go in the school without guns, without body armor to protect their kids, and the police aren't doing that, something's just not adding up. Something's not making sense. And when we say false flag, that's what we're talking about. There's something fishy going on. Like, any police officer I know would have been inside that school trying to find them kids. The one mom got handcuffed. She finally got let go. She broke her way through the police line, went in the school, and got her two kids out of the school and got her way out with her kids. Like, it makes no sense.
Well, you know, it's like that sheriff up there. What was his name? The big coward. The coward of the county, I call him. It's another cop that sit there and stood outside and ordered the people stand down while the shooters were in the school going after the young people. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. These people should be charged, kicked off the force, public shamed, right from one side. It should be in every newspaper. I mean, it should be the biggest embarrassment in law enforcement that you stood outside and cowered while there was an active gunman in there after those kids. You were too scared to put your life on the line. Don't tell me you're waiting for SWAT or waiting for this one. These are kids. You should be willing to die for the children of this country.
I know hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of men and women that would have ran in that school without any protection and done what they needed to do. They may have died.
I would
have. They would not have cared. They wouldn't have cared. They would have done what needed to be done to save those kids, and they wouldn't have thought twice about it. And for police officers to take any type of orders like that, the police officers I know wouldn't have paid attention to those orders. They would have told their boss, fuck off. I'm going in there to save them kids. I may die. I don't care. I may get fired. I don't care. I'm going in that school. They wouldn't have stood out there. I can guarantee you Freedom Stick was on the police force. He would have never stood outside that school. Kim was outside that school. You would have never let your kids in there and not let them cops go in there, right? Would have been in
that
school. Oh, my
God. I would have beat the living shit out of the wimpy ass little cops. I would have... You wouldn't have been able to contain me if my kid was in that. It wouldn't even matter if it was my kid. Kids in
absolutely.
General, I would have broken down. I would have, no, yeah, no, wrong.
Yeah, they would have, I mean, in that situation, I would drive my truck through a police barricade. I don't care. And there's no way that those police officers would have either unless something else is going on. That kid went into one classroom only. It just there's just so many coincidences or things that don't add up. And we're catching on to that stuff, you know. They cancel all that stuff at the WEF because everybody's talking about it and throwing a fit about it. We are making a difference. They don't want us to think we are, but we are making a huge difference. Our voices are huge.
Well, and that's it, right? We are making a difference. And people think, you know, because we get a lot of people, you know, Michael, I get it, you get it, we all get it, locked and loaded, ready to go. And I really hate to hear that. I mean, we all feel that. We get, you know, we all get tired of watching Trudeau and Biden. And, you know, let's talk about America for a minute. We know that the election was stolen. There's no doubt about it. Anybody in their right mind, I mean, you look, I mean, Twitter alone proves that. When they looked and they lost 21 million followers that were bots. You know, more than half of his followers were bots. We know the same thing with YouTube. They had to remove the dislike button on there because he had more dislikes than he had likes. You know, the crowds didn't show up to his you know, primaries and all these things. Kamala Harris was polling at 1%, yet somehow she's the vice president. Why would you pick her knowing full well she'd never have a chance of ever making anything more than the canteen? You know, they chose her because she's corrupt to the core. She'll go along with anything. She's sitting right back Obama, pulling all the strings. And how did they repay her? Oh, they just give her a book deal. I don't know if you heard about that. $450,000 advance. You know, ain't nobody reading her book.
Hell no. Nobody's reading her books. Man, I just saw an interview with her just a little while ago where she's screaming about assault weapons and an assault weapon ban. And assault weapons are made for mass destruction and killing as many people as possible. These people don't even know what they're fucking talking about. They don't know what an assault weapon is. They don't. They see AR. They think it's assault rifle. I mean, it stands for Armalite Arms. They just don't know what they are talking about. They jump on the bandwagon, and that's all they do. And Kamala, ain't nobody reading her book. Nobody wants to listen to her. Nobody follows her. Nobody likes her shit. Everybody, they know why she's there and how she got there.
Well, and that's it, right? Like you said, there ain't nobody reading Kamala Harris' book. Nobody can stand her. 1% she pulled at. Her cackle is enough to drive someone. I had a laugh when she was all getting set up. She was the front runner. She was walking around with her nose up. She thought she was something. She was running for president, you know. And all of a sudden, Tulsi Gabbard gets up there and absolutely destroyed her. After that, she couldn't make it to the canteen person. I mean, she destroyed her. And, you know, it just put a real bad taste in Americans' mouth and, you know, Canadians too, and me anyways. And then Joe Biden picks her. Why did he pick her? You know, people don't ask these questions. Why did he pick Kamala Harris? Someone who pulled that 1%, who knows that, you know, if once the Biden administration is done, knows that she will never get elected. So why would they pick her?
Yeah, they needed a black person, a black woman, you know, just like the Justice Supreme, just like everything else. They do everything off of race. Although Kamala wasn't black a few years ago, you know, once she started running for vice president, then she was black. I think she was Native American or something before that. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, you love Trump going after Elizabeth Warren and her American Indian, you know, lineage.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how fake these people are. They sit there, they make up these lies. I mean, it's unbelievable how, you know, people are going to check that stuff. And she got into college, teaching in the universities and all these things by claiming she's Native, and people don't understand how fake and how false that these politicians are. You know, they wear masks. You see them everywhere, the masks. And the minute the cameras goes up, the mask goes in the garbage. You know, Trudeau goes to Ukraine. He's over there walking around, no mask on, having lunch, carrying on with people. 34% of the country vaccinated. Trudeau's over there just like nothing. Gets back to Canada. The minute he gets off the plane, he got a mask on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's all fucking dog and pony. That's all it is. It's all for the production. And it makes no sense because they know we see both sides of the coin. It just makes no sense. I guess the other people that believe it all, they don't see both sides of the coin. They just see the one side, and they believe everything that he says. And it just, I've made some posts here lately, and the liberals have been on me, and I am losing hope with those people. I really am. I don't, some of them, man, you know, they choose violence for sure. They come at you pretty hard when you're just stating facts. And
here's my stance on that, Michael. You know, the time has come where I'm no longer trying to wake up the sheep. I'm just trying to wake up other lions. That's it.
Yep. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's a good way to look at it because, you know, for the most part, I just block them. We've talked about this before. My block list is probably as big as my following list. But some of these people just... You have to tell them, or at least I have to. I went probably a year without replying to somebody's comment on TikTok, but last few days I've replied to a couple comments. I don't care. I'll lose another account. It is what it is, but, man, some of these people just have to be told where to go and how to get there.
Well, you know, and that's it, Michael. You know, it just gets frustrating. I just block them all. I don't have time for arguing, fussing with people. Because it's pure nonsense. You know, they got the Calgary mayor elected on TikTok. You know, him and what's the other one? Big Country. I don't know the names of these people. I block them all because I just laugh. Now they come out and find out they bought their followers. Like, how do you buy followers on TikTok? I mean, you know, because you know, if you go and look at everybody who attacks you, they got, you know, 700, 600, 330, 10. I don't know, most of my attackers got 10 and 5. I can only imagine, you know, it's probably them, their mother, their brother, and their sister. You know, the only people who follow them is their family. But, you know, because they got nothing to say. All they can do is try and twist your words. So this guy, Calgary mayor, he was on there saying that last shooting you had down there, you know, that was because of the Republican Party and it's racist. I mean, they got no other argument than it's racist. That's it. And, you know, that's getting old. people are getting sick of it. People now, I mean, they just killed the term. It's no longer anything.
Yeah, it's not. It's either you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe. It's all the same. They don't have a fucking argument, so all they do is try to cancel you out with one of those things, you know? And it's not working anymore. We're not falling for that shit anymore. And if people want to call me a racist, call me a racist. The people that know me know that I'm by far a racist. I love everyone. I treat everyone the same. If you treat me like shit, I'm probably just going to cancel you out of my life. I won't even treat you like shit. I just cancel you, you know? Same thing as on TikTok. I block you. I'm done. I don't care. I don't need negativity in my life. I don't need it. It is what it is. But the people that know me know that I'm no homophobe. I'm no racist. And the people on TikTok or on live, you know, online, they don't know. They don't care. They're just a bunch of bots and trolls and getting paid to try to stir shit up and keep us divided. So it is what it is.
Well, you know, I know about hatred. You know, this is a little known fact about me. I was a full-blown Nazi skinhead, you know, with the tattoos, the whole nine yards. I later went on, I got in with the bikers and all these things. You know, I know what that life is like. I know what hatred is. I see what hatred is, you know, and thankfully in my life, the good Lord changed me. But, you know, so when I know what a racist is. I know it. I see it in their eyes. I see when these people, you could taste the hatred in them. And, you know, so I've been on that side of the coin. So I know when someone is a racist or when they're not a racist. So when they use that word, I mean, it's a joke. You probably got here in Canada, I'd say probably less than 1% of the population might be, you know, extremely racist. Now, you have others that may be ignorantly racist, meaning, you know, they make comments that are probably inappropriate or don't mean they're racist, just means, you know, they're not culturally sensitive, if you will. But, I mean, I know what it's like to be a racist. I've seen it. I've been around people that would just go and hit someone for being the wrong color. You know, that's a racist, you know, when they burn, you know, crosses on people's lawns and these things and, you know, stuff that we used to see back in the 60s. You know, that stuff is racist. You know, and like I said, the good Lord took me and sent me to a black church where I was the only white person. So, you know, that was the change in my life. And you know, I didn't mean to bring that up about myself, but I just, that's why it sickens me when I hear that about, you know, racism all the time. You're a racist, you're a racist, you're a racist. But, our guest tonight, you know, is a great Canadian patriot. You know, he's a war veteran. I was watching some of his content. You know, he was over there in Afghanistan. I can't wait to ask him about him. You know, he's a great patriot. And, you know, we here on this show, we love our we love our war veterans. I mean, we love our military, and you know it yourself, Michael. We really appreciate them, and you know, we want to honor them in any way we can.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, Kim, why don't you introduce them, and let's get the party started. We already got callers ready to call in, and we encourage you to do so, guys. Let us talk to Gray Sox for a little bit there, and then we'll get you on the air so you can ask anybody some questions.
So, yes, Gray Sox Productions, if you're not following him on TikTok, you should be. Absolute wealth of knowledge. Absolute amazing patriot, great guy, and welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes,
we
sir.
Can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure, you know, I wasn't talking dead air. You know what, guys, I wanted to say thanks a lot for that introduction. you know, it's I did 25 years in the Canadian Armed Forces, and, you know, it was either that or go to jail. No, I'm just kidding. I really enjoyed my time with the military, and I was happy that I was able to get overseas to Afghanistan, it's one of those cool things that you get to kind of talk about, and it kind of changes you when you go overseas. That's why I feel bad. I got a buddy over in Ukraine right now. He's not military. He just he is Ukrainian, and he's I just can't imagine how he's going to feel about when he comes back, because I know when I came back, everything was different. It wasn't the same as the food tastes different, the safety feels different, and it's one of those things. But it was good because it kind of got me into prepping and being a lover of the country and such. So, but I'm all, feel free to ask questions or anything you got, or I don't know if you guys heard about Trudeau's wonderful handgun ban today.
Yeah, I was just asking Dad about that just a little while ago.
I'm sure the saddles are just shaking in their boots.
Gray Sox, it makes no sense. I mean, you live here in Canada. I mean, our handgun restrictions are probably the tightest, in the Western world for sure. You got to take your handgun, you got to have it in a safe, you got to carry it in a lockbox, you got to carry it in your trunk, carry it into the range. Very little, I don't know if any really legal handgun owners have been caught up in any major crimes. It's always been the ones coming across the border anyways. What do you think?
Well, 100%. I've been a sports shooter for 10-15 years. And the reason I got into it, surprisingly enough, the military wasn't shooting as much. So I got into sports shooting so I can keep up my game as going to the range, practicing myself. So when it came time, or once a year to go shooting, I wouldn't be failing all the time. So it sucks. You follow the laws, you do everything that they want you to, you jump through all these hoops, and we're just getting punished for it. And somebody asked me the other day, he's like, well, guns are killing people. And I'm like, listen, we've been killing each other since time began. We've killed each other with sticks. We've killed each other with rocks. We've killed each other with poison. Banning one thing isn't going to stop people from killing each other. And it's true. It's like that guy in Toronto rented a truck and ran down a bunch of people. If someone is determined to kill people, they're going to do it. And it doesn't matter what they try to ban. It's always going to happen.
Yeah, people use inanimate objects. Yeah, they use inanimate objects to blame. But evil is to blame. Evil is at the bottom and at the top of every bit of it, man. The guy that ran over people in his car, that was an evil act. The guy that went into the school and shot those kids, that was an evil act. We have people that have mental disabilities, people that have evil thoughts in their heads, and they're going to find ways to kill people no matter what. It doesn't matter. You can ban rocks, you can ban sticks, you can ban guns. They're just going to find other ways to do it. Evil will always follow through with evil, and you can't change my mind on that. And they're coming after it hard, and I hate even having to talk about it after something like what happened down there in Uvalde. I hate having to get on there and start, supporting the Second Amendment. But the first thing that happens the first thing they do when something like that happens is they start coming for our guns. And so they make you jump into the battlefield for it because they won't even give people time to grieve, But they're blaming inanimate objects, and the fucking problem is evil.
Oh, exactly.
Well, I agree on that, just my two cents on that fact. We sit there, we have the young people playing video games, kill, 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 kill. You got subliminal messaging in the music. You got subliminal messaging in the TV programs, even now in your Disney and all these things. And then these people go out who are, you know, have mental health problems, and we're telling these people with mental health problems that we validate them. We tell them, yes, you know, you're a woman. No, you were actually born a man. You're a man. You could be 52 different genders. You validate these things, and then we wonder why someone like that goes in and shoots up a school. It's insanity.
Yeah, we give them all these pharmaceuticals, pump these kids full of pharmaceuticals from the time they're freaking born up until they're, 90 years old. And any type of little problem a kid has nowadays, it's blamed on a problem, and they give them medicine. You know, they don't give them ass whoopings no more. They don't do anything like it used to be. Everything is solved with pharmaceuticals. And if you look back at when all this shit started, it's the same time that all these kids started getting pumped all these pharmaceuticals and all these medicines that throw their brains off, man. It's not hard to follow the trail, and it's crazy.
You know, I'll tell you, when I got back from Afghanistan, and it's my wife pretty much after about a couple of years, she's like, hey, listen, there's something wrong with you. Maybe it's time that you kind of bite the bullet here and go get help. And, I was like, well, I don't see a problem. She's like, you're very distant. You're not acting yourself. You're not the man I married. You're angry. You're all this stuff. And she's like, maybe it's time to go get help. So, I was like, okay, well, the military says that they'll help you, and there's no bias, there's no nothing. I'll do it. Yeah, why not? Happy wife, happy life. Well, let me tell you, as soon as you said there was something wrong, it was like they treated you like a different person. You're the black elephant in the room. And I would say probably about 4 or 5 years, after going to therapy and all different sorts of medications and pills, one makes you, you have a lot of anxiety. Well, yeah, shit, I was just in a country where they're trying to kill me every day. Of course I got lots of anxiety. It's not something that's going to go away. And we're on the Mefaquine. I don't even want to get started on the Mefaquine, because you can talk to any veteran. That shit fucked guys up. Anyway, that's for a different radio show altogether. But I was on 4 sets of meds, because one was making me too tired, one was keeping me awake, one I wasn't eating, and the other one I was eating too much. And I would say probably about 3.5 to 4 years I'm on this medication. One day I just said, fuck it, I'm not taking this shit anymore. And I felt 10 times better. They're right. They're medicating us. They're medicating kids, they're medicating veterans, they're medicating people, and it's not a cure, it's a quick fix, but it almost seems that all the side effects are worse than the actual disease.
Absolutely, they are. They absolutely are. You go in there for one thing, and you come out with 10 different things, and you don't even know it. It's ridiculous, and but until we're ready to have a talk about those kind of things, and the root of these actual evil acts, then I'm not budging on anything. It's ridiculous. The same people that are trying to take my guns now were standing outside of judges' houses last week screaming for the right to murder babies, and so now they're worried about kids. So I guess kids only matter after they're outside of the womb. I mean, I guess we already knew that, but it just makes no sense to me. The hypocrisy makes no sense. They just jump on the bandwagon every chance they fucking get, and it makes no sense. They really don't. And at least when I stand for something, I stay with that. I don't change unless you can change my mind on it. And if you do change my mind on it, I'll admit that I thought that, hey, I was wrong. But these people, they all spit the same thing. They get on, they watch their news every night, then they get back on TikTok or Facebook or anywhere else on the internet, and they just spit exactly what CNN or Fox News or whoever they watch told them, and they can't think for themselves whatsoever. If they can, they don't, that's for sure. It gets old. I don't know.
Hey, the real problem with it, the real problem we face here you know, again, it's the news propaganda keeps pushing. You know, you look at what they're trying to push on our kids. You look at what they're trying to push in the school. And in reality, we're talking about 1 to 3% of the population, but they're the 3% that make the most noise. And that is a problem when you are a Democrat or you're a liberal here in Canada. You know, you don't want to vote with the crazy Republicans or the crazy, you know, conservatives because they're all racist, because they're this. So you end up aligning yourself with the 3% of the crazy that's leading your party. And, it's a real shame, but, you know, it's an absolute disgrace. But, you know, Gray Sox, I want to ask you, you know, you were over in Afghanistan and did your service, and, you know, I really respect you for that, and I want to thank you for what you've done for our country. But how did you feel coming back? And I'm sure you've probably seen that, the veteran Tom Murphy down there with tears in his eyes getting arrested at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. How did that make you feel?
Oh, man. That's a can of worms, my friend. You know, it's funny. It seems that Canada needs its soldiers until they don't need them. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the ice storms or the floods. Oh, why aren't the soldiers out here shoveling snow or filling sandbags? And then all of a sudden, when a veteran or a soldier is standing up for rights and stuff like that, and he's getting just beat the shit out of by the un-Canadian police force that we kind of got going on, you know, it's you think to yourself, oh, man, like, you know, I used to be, you know, 100%, you know, yeah, the RCMP, they're good to go, and you know, I still have a lot of friends that are police, but it comes to the point where you see that shit going on, and they're just, oh, I was just following orders. Hell yeah, the brown shirts were just following orders in the in World War II. So I, you know, and then I see, I don't feel any remorse if something happens to a police officer now. It's as shitty as it is, but the way those cops were treating people in Ottawa, I could care less if anything happened. You know what I mean? Like, I used to say if I ever saw a police officer getting the shit kicked out of him, I would jump in and help. Now that police, if an RCMP officer is getting the shit kicked out of him, I'm just going to sit back and watch because they made
start
their bed, and that's just the way it is. It sucks, but the way they treated veterans there is just, it's an absolute shame.
Fucking
well,
Gestapo,
you know, 100% Gestapo, and the problem I had, you know, I watched that veteran, and my heart, I tell you, it just, you know, you can see a man who really loves his country, and he's standing up, you know. He already went to and fought the rich man's war over there in Afghanistan and all these places, or I don't know what his story is, but I do know he's a veteran. And he come there, and he stood there, and it broke my heart to watch those thugs, because that's what they are. Let's face it, they're down there in numbers. You know, a lot of them would be cowards if they're out there, had to do these things on their own. Sat down there, did that to that man. You know, we seen with the horses where they trampled on the little old lady. We seen all what they did, but the most disturbing part about it was when they bragged about it in the chat rooms. And we know, it's not all police officers. I mean, we know we have good ones too, and some of them are just there doing whatever. But, you know, if we had to have one of those police officers put down their badge, put down their jacket, and walk over and join the protesters, you would have seen probably, you know, everyone who was good walk across and join them. That's it. All the mandates, everything would have been over. It all would have ended right there and then.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's unfortunate. And it's funny that, I shouldn't say it's funny, but whatever happened to those police officers that were bragging about all that stuff on that chat, you know, it's funny. You've seen on the RCMP website that they did, oh, yeah, it's under investigation. I bet you nothing happened. They probably just got a slap on the wrist, and whoever leaked that document is probably in shit.
Probably got fucking
promotion.
Yeah,
have you heard
of
it?
Not even a slap on the wrist. Yeah, I did.
they probably didn't get any type of slap on the wrist. They probably got promotions, backdoor promotions, man, raises. Who knows? That's what they want those people doing. That's they want those Gestapo-style police out there. They want people that will stand up against the citizens and do that shit, take gas cans from people that are just bringing gas in, man, arrest them. It's fucking ridiculous. And, you know, they're trying the same stuff here, but they're definitely using y'all as an example for what they want to do here. You know, they do it over in Australia. They do it, you know, to y'all, and then they start trying to push the stuff here, and it's crazy.
I think we're in for a fall, my friends. You know, it happens to every civilization. You know, they get really good, they powerful, everything happens, and then it just a huge crash hits, and it's just gonna. I hate to say it, but you know, I think we're on the downhill slope of the crash that's coming, and I'll tell you, man, when this happens, if this crash does happen the way every other civilization crashed, there is going to be absolute anarchy. I think, you know, the preppers and the survivalists will be all right, but these kids that don't know what bathroom to use, or they've been, you know, down in Tide Pods like they're going out of style, they're going to be the first to go. And, you know, they're going to be looking to their parents for help. It's like, Mommy and Daddy, I can't wipe my own ass. Help me, help me. And the parents are going to be like, well, shit, we don't know what to do. You know, we've raised you not to, you know, we've tried our best to raise you by not spanking you and disciplining you. You know, it's going to be every I don't want to say hippie because, you know, even hippies are useful, but it's going to be every millennial for themselves. You know what I mean? It's going to be these folks that can't go to Starbucks, or the electric cars on fire, or you know, it's going to be absolute anarchy when the crash hits. And it's, you know, all the people that I know and people I follow, they're all going to take off to their bug out locations, and they'll just ride out this wave that when the crash hits, you know, you'll go out and hang out in your location. It'd be like a 6 to 12 month camping trip. And, everything being ticky-boo, come back, pick up the pieces. But people are in for a huge, huge culture shock. And when it happens, they're going to be like, well, how did this happen so quick? Well, it hasn't happened so quick. It's been happening for the last 2, 3, 4 years now, where they, you know, they take away a little bit by bit by bit, so people just don't know a drastic change. And, you know, a lot of my videos that I say in TikTok, I'm like, look at Venezuela. Look how, you know, they're a rich, powerful nation. They had all this thing going for them, and then it's like, you know, the wrong government gets in, they overspend, then they start to take away things from their citizens, and inflation gets so high. Once their guns were taken away from them, well, they couldn't fight back. And then you got, you know, their citizens are eating cats and dogs and trying to survive. And then, you know, they try to stand up. Well, can't stand up to a government without any type of protection. And then the government was just taking them out one by one.
It's almost like history repeating itself. That's crazy, isn't it?
Well, imagine that, eh?
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, since I was a young kid, that's what my grandpa always told me, is that if you don't pay attention to history and you don't learn your history, you don't know your history, it's bound to repeat itself. And he was 100% right. I wish that man was still alive today in some ways. In some ways, I don't, because he's with the good Lord now, and he doesn't have to see the things that he told me was going to happen, you know, 20 years ago. He told me about all this, and I thought he was crazy as hell. But that old man was smarter than I ever knew. I wish I would have listened to him a lot sooner, or would have paid more attention to him a lot sooner. But, you know, I sat there and listened to him. I just thought he was, and until about 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And, he tried to tell me. I mean, I'm telling you, for 30 years he tried to tell me, from a kid, from the age of a kid, that the man tried to wake me up and tried to let me know that the ways of the world, and I wasn't ready to listen to it. But it's definitely crazy. Harsh News says it's a slow boil, slow fucking boil, guys, and he's right. We're the frogs in the pot right now, just letting the water heat up and letting it heat up until we're boiled, until we're done. It's not.
Well, here's my take on it. You know, the fall of every great civilization started when the civilization lost their morals, when all morality is gone, when people rip a baby out of the mother's arms to ravish her, you know, when they shout death to babies, when they want to euthanize old people and homeless people and all these things, when the country has lost its morals to that degree. That's what happened in Rome and all these great empires. You look and check your history, you'll see. When they lost their morality, that was the fall, the beginning of the fall of their great empires. And we're seeing that today with what they're trying to push on our kids and all this. And what I think, you know, is going to happen is going to be a great civil war. You know, it's going to be the crazies against the craziers, you know, and the sane people are going to have to be locked away from the insane, and, you know. And that's how I see it happening. And then guess what? You got your Russia and your China is going to scoop in. And that's when they're going to hit, because you can't hit America now. You can't hit Canada. But once they start fighting amongst each other, that's my opinion. What do you think, Gray Sox?
Oh, I 100% agree with you. But kind of like what's going on now. You know, China's buying up all types of things in Canada. They're buying, you know, homes. They're buying businesses. They're buying large factories. It's going to come to the point where it's going to be like, well, hold on a second, I can't get a job because, you know, Charlie Wong over here is working at 15 cents an hour, and, you know, it's they've taken my jobs, and what's going to happen? People are going to get dependent on the government. Well, look what the government's kind of been doing now. I think that's why, you know, Trudeau has a 16% approval rating is because the 16% of Canadians were on CERB. Well, of course you're going to like the government when you're getting free money, but that $2,000 a month that they kept printing more money and such, well, now, you know, $100 Canadian isn't worth $100 Canadian as it was 2 years ago. And that's, you know, that's another thing that I'll kind of segue into. I did a TikTok video a while back about food shortages and an energy crisis. And, you know, all these people are like, well, I don't see a food shortage. The groceries are stocked full. Or I don't see an energy crisis. I was able to fill up my vehicle, you know, last night. Well, you're absolutely right. You're able to still do those things if you have the money to do it. You know, fill it up.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm working out here in BC for my job. You know, in I was here in November, and it was $1.60 a liter. And I was like, oh, my God, like $1.60 a liter, that's crazy. Well, now at the same gas stations, it's $2.29 a liter. And what's it been, 4 or 5 months? So that maybe there's no shortage coming. The shortage is you being able to afford to buy this stuff. I don't know if the last time you went grocery shopping or, you know, whereabouts you guys are at, but, you know, $200 used to go not a long way, but it was able to, you know, kind of feed a family of, you know, two or three.
For 2 weeks, week and a half?
Yeah, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I just can't get over it. The amount of money that I'm spending now, you know, to feed myself. You know, I'm a big guy. I'm sure you've seen my TikToks. But, you know, even I send money back home to my family, and it's like it's not going anywhere anymore. It's not enough to buy groceries for you know, the family that I have at home. And it's crazy. That's the shortage.
Yeah.
That's the shortages we're going to see.
Yeah,
my opinion.
Yeah, you're right. And yeah, when you raise the prices as high as they are, People can't even afford to go to work. They can't afford to go. I mean, and also the supplies or the demand's going to go down. They raise the prices like that. Certain people aren't spending as much as they were. People aren't going out on their boats. People aren't taking luxury trips. They, you know, hey, we're just going to have to stay around here this weekend. Well, then the demand goes down. And I guarantee when that does, they're just going to keep raising the prices up. We're going to see $10, $12 a gallon in American dollars. I say in the next year. That's what Biden wanted. That's what all these green energy people want. they want to push us away from fuel. They want to push us away from fossil fuels and push us into green energy. How do you do that? You make it too expensive. They said it. That's what they were going to do years ago. I remember watching videos of them saying the exact same thing they're doing now. So, I mean, but I
yeah.
think Chad's right. We're going to have a civil war. How else? How are we not? Like, you know, neither side listens to the other.
I don't think it's going to be a civil war, because that means we'll be fighting amongst ourselves. I think it'll be a revolution. I think people are just going to get so sick and tired of the bullshit, and it's not going to be friendly truck protests or friendly truck convoys. It's going to be people just having nothing left to lose and just banding together and just, which sucks, because as soon as they
yeah.
do that,
I mean,
as soon as one faction says, yeah, this is what we're going to do, and they do it, it's going to be the emergency act to the power of 15 Kelvin, and it's going to be like Shanghai, China. We're all going to be locked in, you know, with the barcode on our heads, and you're not going to be able to buy stuff or what have you, and that's what terrifies me. I'm very fearful
yeah.
of people at their wit's end doing something so over the top that is going to totally, because if they're going to do it, they have to succeed. Unfortunately, you just can't half-ass it. And it's if they don't succeed, oh man, it is going to be a wake-up call for a lot of Canadians, I think.
Yeah. I just feel like that is so divided down here that we would almost have to have a civil war before we could even have a revolution, because the Trump deranged syndrome the liberals have, the left has, they hate us. They literally hate us. They won't listen to anything that we say. I mean, they literally just have a hate for us. We're racist, we're homophobes, we're bigots, and I don't think that they'll ever join forces with us. I mean, we're definitely willing to join with them, because we need unity. And Chad and I, we're willing to listen to anybody. We may not agree with you, but we'll listen to you. And then we'll give you our thoughts, but we'll do it respectfully. But they can't do that. They can't have respectful
yeah.
conversations. They can't have meaningful conversations. As soon as they get offended, you're a racist. Or whatever other name they want to call you. But they have us so divided here, I don't even see us being able to have a revolution without having a civil war. It's sad to say. I don't want to fight other Americans, or I don't want to fight Canadians, or I don't want to fight any other country. We need to be taking our government and tell them to fuck off and send them where they need to be. But we can't agree on, what's going on right now. Biden says it's else's fault, and they just go along with it. When Trump was in office, everything was Trump's fault. Anything
oh, yeah.
good was still from Obama. Anything that happened good, oh, yeah, that's because Obama was president for 8 years. That's not Trump's policies. And anything that was bad was Trump's fault. But anything with Biden, it's totally opposite. Anything with Biden that's bad is Trump's fault. Anything that's good, which there's not much good here lately, would be Biden. But it's they just have us so divided. It's nuts. And these people just they won't listen to any type of conversation. They won't have a conversation. So I don't know how we're going to have these conversations if they won't have them.
Well, the funny thing is, Michael, the left and the right, it's only amongst us. The people up
yeah.
in Washington, up in Ottawa, when they go to work, there's no left, no right. When you see Mitt Romney, he sits down with Nancy Pelosi. When you got Mitch McConnell, he's there with Lindsey Graham and Chuck Schumer, and they all sit there and they laugh at us. The left and right
Hell
division
yeah.
is only amongst us, the people. It's not amongst them politicians.
Got that right. Behind closed doors. Exactly right. They're all in there drinking and hanging out and laughing at everything they're doing to us. They don't give a shit about that left and right. It's just like a wrestling show. When we were kids, watching the WWF. I mean, it's no different, man. They get out there and talk trash about each other and all that, but they get back there in the backstage and they're back there hanging out talking about all the money they just made. It's no different.
Gray Sox, what did you think when you heard that the, I'm sure you heard it, that the military during the pandemic come out and did a psyops on the Canadian people? How did that make you feel?
You talking about when they had the planes flying over in Ottawa and stuff like that, or was this
no,
something different?
No, this is something different. They actually come out and admitted it. You can Google that during the COVID mandates and all these things, the Canadian military ran a psyops on the Canadian people. Didn't elaborate to what or how or anything like that. It just said that during this, they did a psyops on the Canadian people.
You know, I can't really comment on it because I this is the first I'm hearing
right.
of it. But I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't. It seems like. You know, as soon as you have leaders that kind of stand up to liberal government, they get fired and they put somebody in there that's going to, be the yes man. I don't know if you've talked to a lot of military or if there's military listening to their show, but there's a lot of yes men in the military that will follow orders blindly to get themselves ahead, so to speak. And, I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, you got to do this. If a general said, yeah, you know what? I think that's kind of stupid. We're not going to do that. Boom, he's fired, and then somebody else gets put in their place. And it's like, yeah, you're going to have to do this. And if they say, oh, yeah, 100%, sir, I'm 100%, we'll do that. We'll get, my troops, and we'll go out and do this stuff. But I'll definitely have to take a look at that because I haven't heard anything like that. But, again, I wouldn't really put it past the government to be utilizing our soldiers in that way because, that's just the way they're doing it. And it sucks, but I know a lot of soldiers right now, they're being kicked out of the forces because they don't want to get their shots. And, for a military that, with such great history of the Canadian Armed Forces, we're always hurting for people. We don't have enough people wanting to join up, and they turn around and say, yeah, we're going to either get the shot or you're going to get kicked out of the Army. Or I should say the military, because there's three branches, but it is absolute garbage. It seems that they're kicking out the good people and just, promoting the shit, if I could be so blunt.
You can.
Yeah, so basically what the psyops was about was the Canadian military was basically seeing an opportunity to test propaganda during the pandemic. And basically that's what they were doing against the Canadian people, testing propaganda and these things. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace, on our own people. No matter what you were doing, test or not test, that was called out even by the CBC. So it is there for you to look at, and you should go look at it. And then, of course, you talk about it. You brought it up about the spy planes down. Now we find out over the truckers in Ottawa, peaceful protest. Nobody, they talked about the Nazi flag, yet nobody's seen them. Nobody knows who that is or where they were. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. But, you had military spy planes flying over Ottawa. What's your take on that?
Yeah, that is just, it's weird. You don't hear about military spy planes flying over areas where Black Lives Matter or Antifa are, trashing the city. But, a bunch of truckers that bring, bouncy castles for kids and, are having raves in the streets. It's very odd that you hear about that. I just think it's absolute bullshit. I don't care if it was a training mission or what have you. that is just another thing to cause a divide in Canadians. So, you know, hey, who knows? Maybe it never even happened. They just said it did, just to throw another divide between us. And it's absolute stupidity. You know, you get these people that are believing what mainstream media is portraying, you know, I seen a guy yesterday riding his bicycle outside with a mask on. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, and it's one of them paper masks. If it started raining, he would have been fucked. COVID would have fucking shot right down his neck. And, you know, they'd be like, oh, Jesus, now what am I going to do? But,
oh,
yeah,
man.
Mainstream media, man.
I don't understand
that, that's the huge divide, my friend.
Well, I say, you know, I said earlier there that the five symptoms of monkeypox now is CNN, CBC, Global News, CTV, Fox News. You stay clear of those symptoms and you're good.
Oh.
Yeah,
you know,
it's awesome. You wouldn't even know nothing was going on.
Absolutely sad that I have to go on TikTok, you know, originally a kids app, to find out what's really happening in my country, because I can't trust the fucking news as far as I could throw them. And it's, you know, it's brutal. I remember when my kid first, oh, daddy, check this out. And it was probably a couple years ago. And it was just like, what the fuck is this? You know, it's like Vimeo or whatever it was, you know, vines that were going through Facebook and all that stuff. And,
yeah,
you know, I sat on TikTok for probably a year not saying shit, and then I found out it was owned by China, and I immediately deleted it off my phone, and then I thought, ah, fuck, my phone comes from China, so what, you know, who cares?
Yep.
So I,
exactly,
you know, that
was my,
I put
my
TikTok
response
on,
here.
And it was like, you know, I spoke about something, and then it was like, oh, you got 100 followers. I'm like, holy fuck, man, and, you know, over 45-year-old dude, you know, talking his mind on TikTok would normally get me banned from Facebook. And then, you know what, I did another video, and it kind of blew up, and then I was just like, holy fuck, either these people fucked up by, you know, trying to, you know, hit their phone off and they hit like and follow, or maybe people are actually interested in what I have to say. And it's really cool. You're getting messages. Hey, thank you very much for this tip. And hey, what would you suggest doing here? And then of course you get those fucking, oh, I don't want to say retards, because, you know, that's derogatory.
We're uncensored. We're uncensored.
Well,
you can say whatever it is you want.
Yeah, but
well,
it would
you know
be an insult.
I mean? Like,
it's retards.
The mentally challenged are more.
Yeah,
you're smarter than some of these folks. And, you know, I was talking about the, I don't know if you saw one video I did. I said, May 22 is quickly approaching. You know, I think it's going to be a time for a lot of people that don't know what's going on. And I used the code word from Black Hawk Down, Irene. I say again, Irene. And it was the code word for go, go, go. And people are like, it was more of a test to see who is actually fucking switched on. Who knows what's happening on the 22nd of May? Who knows the code word for that? And, you know, I had a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, fuck right on. It's, you know, it's the World Economic Forum is starting. Irene, you know, it's go time. And then other people are just like, and it's right in the fucking comments, but they're like, oh, what's Irene mean? Or, hey, what's happening on May 22nd? It's like, if you are so fucking glued to TikTok where you don't know what the fuck's happening in the world, don't fuck the asking questions. And you know what? I can understand the Irene not knowing what that is, because, you know, ask any military guy in the world, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's Black Hawk Down, blah, 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 blah. But what that video taught me was to make fucking sure that your duets and stitches are off, because I had several people, oh, look, it's May 25th and everything's fine. Or, oh, look, it's, I guess I missed the Irene day. And it's like, I don't know, maybe it's time, you know, if people are that fucking retarded and or stupid, then maybe when shit finally hits the fan and, you know, they're probably all vegans, so they're going to taste delicious when the food runs out. But I don't know. It's maybe what needs to happen is this to actually happen for them to realize, oh, fuck, now what? It's a shitty thing to say, but I'll tell you, I'll tell a story about Afghanistan where, and, you know, I was pretty enclosed in a bubble and, you know, the Taliban, I don't care what anybody fucking says, those fuckers were smart soldiers. They were fighting a war for 2,000 years. They started hitting our supply lines. So when you're in a FOB, if you're not getting your supplies in daily, well, you start to run out. You know, if you're not getting in your food, your water, your ammunition, well, then things are going to start to crumble. And they did. They finally had to start flying supplies in because, you know, all the routes were, you know, had IEDs in them. And then they were shooting down our helicopters. It was crazy. So all these people right now that are wearing their mask in their car by themselves, or they're on their bike wearing a mask, or they're saying that, oh, you have to get your fourth, fifth, sixth booster because just because your third booster, it's not going to help you anymore. What needs to happen is, and as shitty as it sounds, supply chain has to break down. You know, them being able to go to, you know, Starbucks to get their large grande fucking frappuccino, whatever the fuck they're called. Oh, yeah, sorry, we don't have any coffee. Oh, you can't get your fucking Danish. Oh, you can't get your muffin. You can't. Oh, sorry, the grocery store is all out of meat. Or, well, I guess for them it wouldn't matter. We're all out of fucking tofu, fucking vegan bullshit. That needs to happen.
I think that's what's happening now. I think they came after our supplies, just like you said. In any war, that's what they do, you know, now. They come after your supply chain. I think that's what they're doing. Slowly, little by little, they're breaking us down. And if you go to the store, I've made posts about it, you go to the store and you look at the shelves, like, really pay attention to the shelves. Like, stuff is spread out. Like, where you have two rows of the same cereal, you've got same cereal because they don't have the same selection they had 6 months ago, 8 months ago. Same thing on the canned goods. Same thing on a lot of things. They're missing a lot of stuff, but still cooking what they have to make.
You're breaking up there a little bit, Michael. But just to reiterate, I mean, we have, I don't know how closely following this you are, Gray Sox, but we have Flying J. They were told by the Canadian Pacific they had to cut their supply chain 27% and then later to 50%. They supply all the DEF to the trucks in Canada, and they supply biodiesel and these things. So, you know, Michael's right. They are already coming after the supply chain.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, once the supply chain is broken, man, I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of, well, you know what? There's probably still going to be that tofu fucking green shit on the shelves, because you always see hurricane season or flood season, you know, everything's fucking picked clean, but the tofu section is still, you know, right stocked up, because, you know, not even during the shitty times the vegans will eat that stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, fuck, well, maybe we better get something that's healthy. And but, yeah, I think it's going to come to a point where that shit needs to happen. And I can't fucking wait, because I'm going to go on TikTok and I'm be like, oh, weird. You know, I remember guys saying this, you know, 12 months ago or 18 months ago, and, oh, that's fucking odd. You know, and then just, you know, rubbing salt in the vegan's wound, which I don't even know if that would do anything because they're unhealthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like by that time, they'll pull our internet and they'll pull everything else that's a convenience to us, you know, in my opinion.
Well, that's true. Hey, you know what? It's boom, pull the internet, pull the phones, pull the cell service. You know, a group that I roll with, we all got ham radios, but then, good. Instead of people playing fucking TikTok or playing that Fruit Ninja or whatever the fuck they call it, or Candy Crush, we'll actually have a conversation like fucking people.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. And maybe that's what it'll take for some of them people to start listening. I mean, maybe my neighbors will listen to me and not think that I'm fucking crazy whenever the shit actually starts happening. Maybe they'll come over and be like, okay, Mike, what do I need to know? You know, because right now I try to talk to them. These are the neighbors that got their kids vaccinated, and they both work in the medical field, and they're pretty liberal. And, you know, I try to have conversations with him. I talk to all my neighbors, but this one neighbor, he won't conversate with me. You know, he'll talk about anything, but when it comes to politics or anything like that, he just definitely scoots aside and won't, you know, he won't have any type of conversation with it. Maybe that's what it'll take. Maybe when he can't go to work because gas is too expensive to make it, you know, the 60 miles that he has to drive every day to go to work, maybe he'll come over and listen to me for once. I don't know. But he ain't getting none of my food that I've been prepping. So I've tried to warn everybody.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know, people would be like, oh, shit, I should have planned. Hey, can I borrow, you know, a bottle of water? Be like, yeah, sure. What do you got to trade? Oh, what do you mean? We're neighbors. Yeah, go fuck yourself there, Jack. What do you got to trade? Why do, I don't have anything. You know, you got a pretty hot-looking wife. Why don't you send her over, and I'll send a case of water back. That's a terrible joke, but you know what I mean. People won't have anything to trade or barter with because, you know, I bet you a lot of people even right now only have 3 or 4 days worth of food in their homes, and they don't have they don't have, you know, a bag of rice or what have you.
Or 10 or 12 or 20. Yeah, I'm with you. And I did laugh at your joke. I just had myself muted.
Well, you know, and in all seriousness, I mean, people are not prepared for what's happening. I mean, even my wife looks at me like I'm crazy for, you know, stocking up, because I don't want to be the fool running down to the grocery store when it breaks worldwide on the news that there's no food. You know, yeah. And everybody's down there cleaning out the grocery stores. So that's what's going to happen. And the sad thing is the people on the fixed income, the single moms, the people of this country that are already in big trouble now have to, you know, go out and try to contend with that just to survive. And this government, listen, they don't care. They don't care who starves, who dies off. It's a great victory for them, the more people that die off and depopulate the earth anyways.
100%.
Their whole goal, anyways, that's what they want.
It's a sad shit show we live in, but man, I'll tell you, it's people depend, they rely on the government, thinking the government's out for their best interests, but really, the government only gives a fuck about themselves and their families. They don't give two shits about you or me or the starving mother and, you know, four children, or, you know, the homeless vets that are lined up in the streets, or just homeless, you know, Canadians or Americans or others. They don't give two shits. You know, they look down on us. And I think once people start to realize that, then that's when the control will start to they will slip away. But unfortunately, people can still eat. They can still, you know, drink roughly fresh water.
yeah.
And until it happens, then it's going to be the same. And it's going to continue being the same until the bad things happen. And I'll tell you, when going back to when the Taliban were hitting our supply lines, and I was like, holy fuck. Well, geez, now I got to eat IMPs or MREs, which I'll tell you are great for maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. But when you have to eat MREs for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, that gets old quick. You know, it's I don't know if you ever had the pleasure of eating those bad boys, but I'll tell you, it's a interesting situation. You know, after about a week, when your body's like, "Yeah, what the fuck?" you have more nutrition eating a bag of sand, for God's sakes.
We went down to New Orleans and Gulfport, Mississippi, after Hurricane Katrina, and we went down there after the first hurricane, and then we were down there for about 3 weeks working, helping people, and we got kicked out because Katrina was coming in, and so we came back home for about 2.5 weeks. They called us back and said, "Hey, we need the equipment there. We need y'all down there." So we hauled ass back down there. But man, the second time we went down there, for the first 3-4 weeks we were there, MREs was about 95% of our diet. It was that and jam sandwiches. And that was where you just take two pieces of bread, you jam it together, and you eat it, you know? And that's all we had. There was nothing down there. It was crazy. And then, money wasn't coming in. It was a pretty wild experience. But, man, before the show's over tonight, I just want to make sure to thank you for your service, man. I appreciate everybody that's joined the military and done anything. So, thank you so much.
Are you ex-service yourself?
I'm not. I'm not at all.
Okay.
But
all right. So you made right life choices.
My family, my father, my grandfather, they were both Navy men. I was plumbing in high school, and before I even got out of high school, I was already doing plumbing, and I decided that was the career I wanted to take, so I never joined. And, man, I started my own business doing plumbing when I was 21, so I've, made a career out of it. Last 20 years, I've been running my own business, so I kind of regret not joining sometimes. But, man, some of these administrations that I've lived through, I wouldn't have wanted to be part of the military under those administrations, just because, it's crazy. But anybody that's joined, anybody that signed that line, I just want to make sure that y'all know we appreciate you 100%.
Right. Yeah. So. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Unfortunately, I got bad feet, bad knees, a bad back. I got tinnitus that only an ice pick could really fix. But, as much as my body is kind of deteriorated, I would never, for the guys I served with, in Canada, as well as, in Afghanistan, the Americans, the Dutch, French, even those guys were all right. You know what I mean? It was good, and I'm glad I did it. It's great. And, I was lucky because, towards the end of my career, I was able to get a really good, some good courses that actually got me able to work as what I'm doing now. And it's just, I'm very happy that it's all ex-military that are at my workplace, because I'm pretty sure, I would have a file the thickness of War and Peace with HR if I wasn't. And, because military personnel were a different sort of character. Every time we talk, it's dark humor. Every time we joke is what a normal human being would be like, "Holy Christ, what the fuck is wrong with you people?"
Yep. So, I have a lot of friends that are ex-military. Yeah, I've got a lot of friends that are ex-military. My cousin, he's one of my best friends. He was a Marine for 18 years. And you're right, man. You guys are a different breed. But, man, I love you all. You're the breed that I want on my side when shit goes down,
Right.
Well.
But, hey, you know what? Listen, here's me talking like a fucking retard the whole entire time. People could turn that into a drinking game. Every time I say retard, you have to take a shot. People would be fucked by now. But you're saying you got people that are online, you know, wanting to ask questions. I'd be more than happy, you know, if somebody don't want to ask me anything, because, you know, you guys are quite popular yourselves. But I'd be more than happy to take a question or two. Or
yeah, anybody wants to call in?
I think we still got Mama Bear on hold wanting to talk for a minute. And we've got a couple of people that have asked a few questions in the chat room. Somebody was asking if anybody heard about the doctor that gave over 500 children the vaccine under 5 years old there in Canada. And anyway, maybe we should let Mama Bear in and say hello for a minute.
Come on in, Mama Bear.
Hello, guys. How are you? Have you got me?
I'm great. How are you?
Not
bad. We're going to have to set up a special guest.
It's pretty bad when you recognize the phone number.
No,
yeah.
That's good.
Start off with, I want to thank Grace Hawks for his service. The utmost respect and love for what you've done.
Well, I appreciate it, Mama Beth. Thank you.
Look, I have family that have been military. So, believe me, I hold the highest respect for any man or woman that has served for our country. Secondly, my deepest and heartfelt condolences to the people of Texas for the loss that they've just suffered through. My heart breaks for you, believe me. But, now here's where things are going to go off the rails on us. I have a real issue with the governments that are taking that tragedy. We had the same thing here when we had the mass shooting here in Nova Scotia, that are using this to go against everything that we stand for, everything that we deserve. I am a registered, licensed, been through the whole gamma, every one of their hoops, and I'm trying to be polite here, guys. Believe me, I'm trying to get not only my non-restricted, but my restricted license. Like, I have my firearms. I can't take mine out and go anywhere other than to a range, a licensed range. I have to notify them I'm taking them. I do my thing. I can only book for a certain time frame to do it. So I'm traveling, and they're using what has happened to now further try to take away our firearms. And by the way, thank you for keeping me on hold, because I've calmed down. Before, it would not have been as pleasant as it is now.
I forgot you were on there, honestly. I haven't been back to the computer in about 20 minutes, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she's on
That's
there.
That's okay, honey. Look, I told you. I put the extra calling package on my phone because of the long distance to the U.S. Just because of you guys. It got expensive
the other way. We are going to hold a seat open for you, Mama Bear. So anytime you want to call in, we got
we're going to have to set it
off. One of these days, we're going to get you in as a hot seat and let you go.
Hey, look, it just makes me so mad. It makes me so mad. Like, when I seen what happened, the first thing I said, and some said the same thing, you watch and see, he is going to go after our handguns.
Instantly.
They're going to use this to go after more of our firearms. I'm just waiting for them to tell me I can't hunt to feed my family. To come after my non-recruits.
That's coming.
That's their next step.
It's coming.
So,
oh, I know
it is. What happened with the restricted? It's no more now. You're not allowed to have it. I didn't catch up on it, Gray Sox or Mama Bear, what actually happened. But Trudeau put in an order, started today. I guess you can't have handguns anymore. What was the deal with that?
So, well, my understanding. Go ahead, Gray Sox.
Well, go ahead. So basically, what I saw online today was he has now banned this. You cannot buy, you cannot sell, or you cannot import any handguns in Canada as today. That's his rule.
Yes.
And you know, I foresee, this is what I think is going to happen. Eventually, they're just going to say, so they don't have to buy back our handguns. He's just going to say, they're not going to renew Pels anymore. You're going to put your Pel in for renewal, and they're not going to do it. And then basically what's going to happen is like, oh, well, you don't have a Pel anymore. You can't legally own these firearms. We're just going to come confiscate them.
Yeah, exactly. If you see what they're doing here, they're offering tanks of gas for your firearms down in Texas. I've never thought in my life I would see this, but down there in South Texas, they've got a couple agencies down there paying for fuel tanks. You turn in a firearm and you get a free tank of gas. And I mean, people are doing it. People are lined up to go in and turn their guns in. It's amazing. It's insanity to me. So
yeah, I saw a guy got on there on TikTok and did his virtual singling, and he went in and he said, "Now guys," he said, "you know, I'm a Republican, I'm a gun owner, but after this, I'm going to turn in my guns." And he did up to the letter and he showed the receipts and he went into the police station, and I just thought to myself, like, how can you say you're Republican? How can you say you believe, you know, you either believe in the Constitution or you don't. You know,
absolutely.
There's no
exactly.
You know, if you're a Republican or you're a conservative or whatever it is you are, if that's what you believe in your country's Constitution, and you stand for that, there's no in between. So, you know, you can't sit there and say you're Republican, but you want to give up your guns. You know, you can argue the merit on which is which or whatever, but if you either stand for something or you fall for anything. And that's what's happening. These people are getting caught up in this propaganda. It's all over the news. You look, these bunch of corrupt politicians jumps on every time there's a tragedy like this. The bodies are not even in the ground. The family's home mourning. You look what Beto O'Rourke did over there in Texas. Come in there into a meeting that the families were there suffering, and he got up and started getting on with all this stuff.
Disgusting is what it is. You know, just like that
it
pastor
is.
Here in Texas said, that Pastor Greg, because you can't be a Democrat in America, or you can't be a Democrat and be a Christian anymore. It's just not possible. And just like you said, you turn in your guns and you're going to say that you're against the Second Amendment, then you don't stand for the Constitution. You don't stand for what this country was founded on. You can't be
okay, Mike's breaking up a bit. You know, I mean, we keep saying, and I'm sure you guys have seen mine, and I know I've watched enough of Gray Sox, we need to help each other. We need to teach each other. Like, where I'm at, I'm a little out of the way, okay? I'll admit it. I'm down in the Annapolis Valley of Nova Scotia, right? But there are people here that are starting to wake up. I am more than willing to teach them anything I know. From the reloading to the actual firing, I've taken up to 12 women to a range and taught them how to shoot. Everything from the handguns to the rifles.
So basically
people
what she's saying, guys, anybody who's listening, you know, when you get in trouble, when this great reset starts, we can all go to Mama Bear's and we'll be just fine.
We'll find a way to fit you in. How's that? But I mean,
you know,
seriously, if we don't teach each other, we're up a creek.
Well, and that's it. And anybody online, you know, listening and believes in prepping but don't know how, you know, we got Mr. Freedom Stick on his website. He does a great course in teaching people how to prepare and what to look out for. And I haven't had a chance to look it over yet, but I plan on doing it myself when I get some time. And you know, right, Michael, we suggest anybody you know, look into it and get ready and prepare yourself. He's a great teacher. He's a great patriot. And we want to support him any way we can.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But, I mean, you know, like, Ray Sox, you put out some wonderful videos. You really do on what to get prepared for.
Well,
you really
and,
do.
You know, I try my best, you know, thinking, you know, like I've had extensive training through the military, and it's, you know, some things I'm good at, others I'm absolutely good at. Like, I'm not going to say I'm the fucking prepper guru because of this, this, and this. You know, I've practiced some things. I've found some stuff that has worked for myself. It may not work for you or her or him or whatever, but it's always going to kind of give you ideas. You know, it's I taught our radio procedure class to some people in Ontario, and I'm like, all right, before I start this class, who here has a bug out bag? Well, of course, everyone put their hand up. I'm like, okay, awesome. Who has gone into their bug out bag in the last 3 weeks? You know, maybe 75% put their hand up. I'm like, okay, awesome. Who here has taken your bug out bag for an overnighter in the woods? And maybe two people put their hands up. I'm like, how did it work for you? They're like, well, you know, as soon as I got there, I noticed that I forgot this and I didn't have this. And then I eventually just went back into my car and drove home. I'm like, so I said to the rest of the class, I'm like, you guys have these bug out bags, but you've never taken them out to see if they've worked for you. And everyone's like, you know, they're grumbling like, ah, shucks, you know, you caught me or what have you. But it's a terrible thing to go out, spend $200, $300, $400 on a bug out bag and never, you know, taking it out of the package or actually to see if that actually works for you. You know, you see all these people, oh, hey, look, I got a flint and a fire starter. I'm like, awesome, start a fire. Well, I don't know how. I'm like, well, what's the point of having that in your bag if you don't know how to start a fire? Instead of spending $14.99 on that thing you buy at Cabela's, why don't you go to 7-Eleven and buy a 99-cent lighter? Matter of fact, buy five of them, put them all in a Ziploc bag, and then, you know, you're good to go for the rest of the time you're out in the wilderness. You know,
or learn how to do it with a stick. It can
be
done.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely. But I guarantee you, shit's going to hit the fan and people are going to have this stick and they're going to be sitting. It's going to be like Tom Hanks in Castaway when he's,
yep.
You know, they're rubbing that stick together for, you know, at least a good 30 minutes, which was probably, you know, equal out to about 4 months Castaway time, you know, without a fire. It blows my mind. Don't buy a fire starter if you don't know how to use it. Go out and buy a lighter.
Yep.
You know, don't go out and buy. That's another thing I tell people. They're like, oh, I bought all this freeze-dried food, and I'm like, have you tried it? He's like, oh no, I don't want to use it up in case I need it. And be like, well, how do you know if you like it? Well, I'm sure if I'm hungry, I'll eat it. I'm like, listen, pal, you're not going to eat it until the absolute necessity that you're going to need it. Why are you spending, you know, hundreds or thousands of dollars on prepping food that you don't even, you've never even tried? You know, go to the dollar store and buy, you know, a whole bunch of pasta. Do you like pasta? Well, I love pasta. Well, there you go. You know, go buy a bunch of spaghetti and, you know, cook it up. Pasta, I don't think pasta goes bad. I've never seen pasta go bad. They're like McDonald's French fries, for God's sakes. Find one of those in your car 4 or 5 years later, you can still eat that bad boy, I imagine.
Oh, my God.
I don't think tofu goes bad either. I don't know.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah,
I'd
eat a human before I went tofu, man. It's just the
I'm
way it is.
That.
Yeah, I would be pretty. I've had it. No. No, but. But no, I'm not going to hold
guys,
up because I know you've got other callers. But
and guys, if you're listening, you know, we're in all seriousness, if you eat tofu, we're just having a laugh. Try not at your expense. We're just having some fun.
No, it is about though trying to make sure you are prepared, and you know, it's very frustrating to see the ones that are like, well, what do you know? We got nothing to worry about. The
yep.
ones that get me, and I see it all the time on TikTok. Well, I just go to the grocery store and get my eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me? Where do you think they come from?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Mama Bear. We always do. So, I chat
well,
that we're going to have to set
guy.
You up in a lot
we'll
of time
catch you somewhere.
For...
We'll catch you somewhere online.
You guys
yes,
take
ma'am.
Care. Again, greatest respect.
You have a great
Let me
night. Thank you.
Your mama bear, and I'll be more than happy to help you out with anything that you need.
Yep. Gray Sox, we want to ask you, what are the items that you put in your bug-out bag?
So I try to tell people all the time that if you're living out of a bug-out bag, there's something fucking wrong. So basically, your bug-out bag is supposed to get you from point A to point B. In my opinion, you shouldn't be grabbing your bug-out bag and just going to the woods and living. All your prep should be at your bug-out location or what have you. I keep two or three meals in my pack for, because my bug-out location is only about, 2 or 3 hours away from where I live. The only reason I keep two or three meals in there is if something catastrophically happens, where instead of driving to my bug-out location, I'm now walking. I carry a life straw in there just in case, if my camelback runs out or if I got a couple of bottles of water in there, if that runs out, at least I have that life straw just for a backup. I carry a Ziploc bag with 5 lighters in it because, as I stated before, having a fire starter is great, but it's if you don't know how to use it, you're not going to be able to use it. I carry a Ranger blanket. If people don't know what a Ranger blanket is, it's quite possibly the best piece of kit the military ever invented. I also keep like a hammock. You get these hammocks now at Costco, $40 Canadian, so that's like 17 American. And it's good up to 400 pounds, which is great because then, I could fit my whole body in it, so I'm happy. Let's see. I got a light source just in case. The biggest thing, people would be walking around with white light. It's probably not the best. You can take a red marker and color over the lens for your lens cover there to make it kind of like a red light vice a white light, because man, you can see white light for miles outside. Other people I know, they carry a headlamp with the red light on it as well. Probably not the best thing. And of course, change underwear and socks. And that should technically get me to my bug out location. Obviously I carry some candy in there because, I like fucking candy. It's just the way it is. But something sour to kind of get your taste buds or the saliva mixing and stuff. So yeah, it's pretty dumbed down. Like I don't carry, too much in it because I'm going to my location. And of course, obviously you're going to put ammo and, a protective piece of equipment in there. But yeah, it's there's so many different things a person can do. So if your bug out location's, an hour away, you don't really have to carry too much shit. Best thing to do if it's an hour away, walk that one Sunday and see exactly what you need. But for myself, that's pretty much what I got. Bear bangers is another good one, depending on, the province or area you live in. If you're hiking in the mountains, a bear banger is a great deterrent for bears or marauders. Fire one of those up somebody's Yahoo. I'm sure they'd be running for cover.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
that's pretty much it.
So, we've got Gray Sox, we have a question from Casey Yoga Love. Casey, you need to call in. We're not worried if you're shy. No, nobody can see your face. But anyway, she has a question. She's too shy to call in. And basically, she said, if a single woman prepares, no one around her does. Then they just take her stuff. Would some of us Canadian single women be better situated in the USA this winter? That's for you, Grace.
Cool. Well, I guess it really depends the area that she's living in right now. I think that more, I hate to say it, it doesn't matter where you're at. When people are hungry, it doesn't matter if it's the States or Canada, they're going to do everything in their power to take what you have. Maybe it'd be best to stay put, or also it really depends on what area of Canada you're in, because there are so many prepper groups that you can find either on Facebook or I have the Meetup app. I know there's a couple, the Ontario Prepper Survival Network on Meetup. There's also the Toronto Preppers group. I know there's different prepper groups in Manitoba, Alberta. There's a couple on the island here. It depends. My suggestion to you would be, you know, if you're on Facebook, type in the area you're in or the province you're in would be the best thing. And just, you know, put, if you're in Alberta, say Alberta Preppers. I know there is a few groups right now, Alberta Preppers on Facebook. There's also Canadian Prepper Network or something on Facebook. I can't remember off the top of my head. But what a really good opportunity is to join those types of groups and say, hey, listen, you know, I'm looking for a group, or I'm looking for, you know, a few people, some like-minded individuals. And, you know, a lot of people reach out because everybody's looking for somebody right now. You know, the people that aren't are the ones that are really good situated. But there's always people out there that you can, while times are good, meet up with. Hopefully that answers your question.
Well, she says she's in Perth, Ontario. You know, so being a small town, I guess Perth is, as far as I can remember. You know, and that's what it is. We need to get back to a sense of community. And hopefully when things do hit the fan, you know, we have that, you know, instead of trying to tear one another apart. You know, Cassie, you can always go to Michael's, because some reason I picture him with like an AR-15 on every corner of his house. I picture cameras, barbed wire. I think he's ready, Mr. Grey Sox, while we're in Canada. So if you got them, you're going to keep quiet about it. But Michael,
lost them all in a boating accident, man.
Texas.
Sucks.
You're not far off from it, Chad. We've got plans. I've got equipment. We've talked about blocking roads off with you know, vacated cars, and we've got plans if shit does go down. And you aren't far off from what you said. So that'd be on every corner of your property with about a mile of me. So yeah, we've had many conversations. So. You know, you just never know what's coming, and you need to be prepared for anything. Plan for the, or what do you say, pray for the best and prepare for the worst?
Yeah, it's pretty much, it's better to have it, not need it, than, you know, need it and not have it. And that's the thing. So Perth, I'll just go back to Perth, Ontario. Like I said, there is a... there's a group on Meetup, but I also do believe it's on Facebook as well. But it's the Ontario Prepper Survival Network. And the guy that runs that, Shay is his first name. This guy is so knowledgeable in everything. You know, I was lucky enough to meet him when I was in Ontario last year. And this guy has a wealth of knowledge about prepping activities, and he's, you know, he started the group in Ontario, and, you know, I do believe they're having their annual meeting this year. I could find out some information and stuff like that. But they he also has a a YouTube channel, and there's another kind of podcast that myself, Shay, and this guy Eric from Vegas called Rule the Wasteland. Sorry, hopefully I'm not taking away from your show, but these guys, these two dudes have a wealth of knowledge. I know, again, I feel like I'm the, I'm just a little guy in their big pond. They have so much information, and, you know, a lot of people like to watch their videos and stuff. And like I always say, knowledge is key. You know, it's everybody brings something different to the table, but you know, these two cats, they seem to know a lot of stuff, and it's good to kind of, you know, update your knowledge or have more knowledge through other people. And that's why I like watching all types of stuff. You know, I started on and sorry if I'm going on a rant here, but I started gotten the Audible app for my phone. And it's pretty much books on tape because unless, you know, I used to be in the infantry, right? So, you know, a book has to have pictures and, you know, maybe something to color or whatever, or I'm going to lose interest. But, you know, something, books, prepper books on audio is really helpful, you know, when you're driving, you know, to work or driving wherever. And you learn so much information from them.
Well, you know, don't worry about taking away from the show, brother. You are in the hot seat. And, you know,
that's
we really
here.
Appreciate you coming on. Yeah, we really appreciate it, you know. And one thing that TikTok has blessed us with is a family. I mean, you know, we get to all get to know one another. And, you know, especially this show now, this platform that Unplugged has given us. You know, we're able to hear from callers, and a lot of people like Cassie there, she's too shy to call in. But, you know, friends, this is why we did it this way, was so that we could open the phone lines to people like you and Mama Bear, and, you know, that you call in, speak your mind, and you know, if you don't like the pronouns, a thee, they, them, thy, you know, you can call in and have a rant, and we'll open
right.
the lines
you're just
up
calling
for
in.
To do so.
Yeah, you're just calling in a friend.
Just
act like you're calling your friend.
Yeah,
so.
100%. And,
yeah.
You know, but we really appreciate your service, like we said. I have a question on the military. At what circumstance could the military, you know, ever deem Trudeau a threat and intervene? Is there a circumstance in Canada that could happen?
Oh man, I don't think it'll ever happen, my man. And the reason I say this is because there's too many yes men in power, and they'll never, you know, they're never gonna. I just can't see it. As much as I hate to say it, you know, there's a lot of brainwashing that's going on. I know when I was a young soldier, you know. Not going to really get into it too much, but people are going to follow orders blindly just because they don't want to get in shit. You know, as soon as you start going against orders, you know, they got it's a military jail out in Edmonton that is quite possibly the worst. I think they have maybe a 0.02 reoffend rate. Once you go to this place, nobody ever wants to go back. And it is so, you know, maybe it's different now, but from the stories that I heard of that place, no one's ever going to want to go there. So they're going to, they're not going to rebel. As much as people say, oh, we have the military on our side. Well, no, you don't. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but, you know, they have a job that they have to do. No matter how much they hate it, or, you know, like these 900 plus soldiers that said, well, fuck it, we're not getting the vax, and they walked away.
Yeah.
And same
thing here in the States. I agree with you 100%. They're not going to do this. They wouldn't do it here either. the ones that would do it, they've already gotten them to resign or to leave the military, and the ones that are there now are too woke, or might I just say they're pussies, and they won't go against the grain, and that's just the way it is, you know. I agree with you 100% on that. They're not going to do it. They won't. It's going to be on the veterans, and it's going to be on the Patriots.
But if you look, I mean, we actually see treason being played out before our very eyes. And if not them, then who? You know, like we had Trudeau. I mean, he was being investigated and tried to apply pressure on the Attorney General. And when she broke it out to the public, he turned around and fired him. No one didn't care. Didn't care about nothing. Didn't care about anybody. Like, the guy is so pompous. You know, we all know about their little meetings down in Ukraine, and I believe half the reason they flew down there was so they can speak in a skiff down there rather than here, because we know every world leader, you know, their conversations are recorded and all this stuff, and, you know, I imagine they flew down there so they can all speak in private. I mean, who's benefiting from this war in Ukraine? It's not the people of Ukraine, that's for sure.
Hell no. No. Yeah.
I hate to say it. If it hasn't happened by now, it's never going to happen. It's just the way it is. The only way that, as much as I hate to say this, and I know it's going out online, it's going to be out there forever, but it's hard for me to say, but what the liberals need to do, because there's a lot of good liberals out there. Geez, I'm going to have to wash my mouth out with bleach after saying that. They have to get rid of Trudeau. But you know what? It's just like the military. No one's going to be like, hey, fucking blackface, what you're doing is stupidity. You gotta hit the fucking road. Not one person's going to do that. So, they're unfortunately, it's like the Titanic where Trudeau's at the helm and he's fucking, crashing into icebergs on purpose, and he's expecting everybody to go down with the ship with him. And unfortunately, the Liberals and the NDP, are like, oh, well, fuck, you know, it was a good run. Fucking, here we go, sinking into the ocean. But the Liberals have to get rid of. Say again?
Except for those folks have a life raft coming for them. You know, they're leaving us to sink. They're leaving us to fucking drown. And they've got a big-ass life ship coming for them. You know, it's just insane.
But, yeah, I'll never say that again.
You know,
there's some good
you
luck.
Already said it. You already said it. You can't take it back now. This is going to be famous. You said it. So, anyway, I personally think, Gray Sox, I think that the next big scandal that breaks, which is coming, because Trudeau has many of them, I believe the Liberals is going to throw him under the bus. I believe it's already a plan. He's up there sucking up with Von Claus or Santa Claus, whatever you want to call him up there, Dr. Evil. And they're already planning to throw him under the bus. He's an expenditure. He can't see it. He's too dumb to see it. But Freeland, all them, you know, they'll throw him under the bus and they'll put someone in just as evil or worse, in my opinion.
Right. You know, I wish I didn't fuck up as bad as I did as a young soldier, or I would put my name in for the. But holy Jesus Christ, I could just imagine all those fucking skeletons coming out of the closet, you know, marching in single file, and it'd just be like, I did that. Oh, fuck, oh, look, that was me. You know what I mean? It'd be like, there'd be no denying it. Thank fuck there wasn't cell phone cameras like there was when I, you know, when I first joined in 1993 or, you know, any of that, photo evidence guard, you know, you have disposable cameras and shit like that. But I'll tell you, man, I thank Christ there's none of that when I was a young soldier, because the amount of money I'd be paying out for, please don't share that. But, you know, just, and, you know, nothing extreme, but, you know, just drunken, shenanigans, you know, that may have been naked in public or something along those lines. Yeah, I can just imagine that shit fucking reappearing and just be like, oh, God. Yeah, that was me. I'll show myself out, Canada. But, you know, it's it would be good to, you know, because, hey, you know, you become a politician, even if you fuck up, you still get that $80,000 a year pension for the rest of your life while the rest of us sacks of shit. I had 25 years in the military, and after taxes and what I pay for health care and dental, I get about $1,400 take home a month.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, because, you know, we all remember the statement Trudeau gave, there's no more to give. You know, that's something that stuck out. We got Omar Khadr there who killed an American Marine, come back to Canada and gets a check for $10 million or whatever it is, and he turns around and tells the veterans, you know, there's no more to give. You see, that man hates this country, and there's nobody could tell me anything outside his little Quebec. And, you know, he's probably, you know, goes to dinner up at Legault's up there in Quebec or something, but he hates Canada, and there ain't nobody could tell me anything any different.
Well, 100%. Like, even his stepfather didn't fuck up Canada as much as he had. And I'll tell you, like, that guy was hated, that Pierre Elliott Trudeau. Like, that guy was hated. But yeah, I don't think he's even come close to him. He's like his stepdad hasn't come close to how much he's hated here in Canada. But yeah, that's just my opinion again, my opinion only.
Well, you know, you look at Jagmeet Singh now. I mean, he went to a party there. I don't know if you saw it on TikTok there, but he went to where all the Sikhs were, and they weren't having it. I mean, he was not welcome. They were chasing him out. Same thing happened up there in Peterborough. So, you know, it's not just Trudeau now that people are – I've never in my lifetime ever seen a prime minister hate it so much, and then the number two or number three opposition, Jagmeet Singh there, just as hated. I mean, people literally hate them with such a passion. I mean, it's sad that it has come to that in Canadian politics.
Yeah, it is quite it's troubling, but fuck, what do you do, right? It's you know, pack up shop, go to your bug out location, and wait out the ride. We'll pick out the pieces when it's time to come out. But, and you know, a lot of people say, well, that's very cowardly to do. Well, hate to say it, but, you know, unless you have 10 million people strong, and, you know, nothing's going to change. Nothing will. That's just my opinion. Again, you know, I know a lot of people are like, There's a lot of groups out there right now that are, you know, they're not really – you'll see them on TikTok, and there's a lot of shit that's being spewed that is going to put us right back into the Emergency Act. But, yeah, it's troubling because, you know, they have these ideology, you know, ideas and things that they want to do. And
hey, I don't mean to cut you off, Gray Sox. Don't mean to cut you off. We got into it so heavy that we didn't even see the time was running out. We've got like about 80 seconds left of the show, and the show's going to cut us off, man. Really want to tell you thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for your service. Just thank you for everything you do, man. Digital soldier, every bit of it, brother. I appreciate you.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on. I was very flattered that you guys asked me, especially with all the stuff that you guys got going on. I do appreciate it, and, you know, anytime.
Well,
awesome.
Man, you can call into
awesome,
the show
yeah.
anytime you want, brother. We appreciate it for sure.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Brother. Anytime you got something to say, you know, feel free to call in and listen in. Anybody listening, you can go check our show out the next day. It's online for anybody to listen to. So, Gray Sox, you want to listen to it tomorrow, see how you did? You tune right in.
Probably sound like a fucking idiot.
No.
then we all do.
then we all do gray socks, and I'm okay with that. So,
and for everyone
yeah.
that wants tofu recipes, hit up Gray Socks. He's got all the tofu recipes in the world.
Hey,
oh,
like
man.
And
he's got
and
the recipe
good
book
friends.
In his bug out bag. He's got the recipe book. You guys have a great night.
One,
great talking to you.
Take care,
absolutely.
Guys. Thanks a lot, eh?
Good night.
Thank you, brother.
Good night.
Good night.
Awesome.